Start recording now, and if you could just tell me a little bit about your background, where your parents were from, where you grew up.
It's in here.
Right, but for the sake of the interview, if we could talk about it.
Okay. What you want to give me? You want me to start with mine or what?
Yeah, and mostly it's just supposed to be, it's an unstructured conversation about...
Like my mother's name?
Well, beyond their names and ages, you know,
okay.
Information about, what do you remember about growing up? Where did you grow up? You know, what was the neighborhood like? Those kinds of details.
Well, it was very nice. I stayed on, Juanita Washington.
Okay,
and I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school to Booker T. Washington. I finished the 12th grade. I was a cheerleader for Booker T. Washington. I run track. I took up sewing at Booker T. I went to Rickard, but that's okay. Grammar school Rickard was on. Rickard was on Magnolias. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
How many brothers and sisters?
Okay, as of now, I have, they're deceased.
Mm-hmm.
It was Lloyd Scott. Okay, let me tell you, this is the funniest thing. My mother had him. He was 12 years older than me. Yes, you come with twins, and I was a twin.
Oh, yeah?
Then she started having babies again.
Oh, okay.
So she had.
So your older brother.
Or Lloyd Scott.
And then you were a twin?
Yeah, that was my brother's. It was, I had his. Lloyd Scott. And Lloyd Scott. Okay. And he was 12 years old, but he was in the service. And, so you're talking about me.
Right.
So what I will do, I'm gonna put his name on here under mine, because that was my oldest brother.
Okay. And then came you and your sister?
Yeah, Margie Hudson.
Okay.
And then I came and she started to have children again.
Okay.
So she had me and Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson. Then she married again and she had Clara Dixon and Richard Dixon, and that's all.
Okay. So two younger siblings.
She started having children again.
Because of the age difference between you and your brother, was he kind
he
of
was
like...
He was 12 years older than me. Then
right.
She started having children. I came, and then Margie came. Me and us, we was a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
She started having children again.
Mm-hmm.
And she married But if you hear Richard Dixon and Clara Dixon.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the house you grew up in?
Yeah,
what
well,
it was like?
As a vest they have on here, it was 91. It hanging on here where she, on Pritchard Place. She put it on. Yeah, you know, because he gave it to me. It was on Pritchard Place. This, where I was, it was 2830 Talladega Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I grew up in, but I stayed on Pritchard. On here, 9125 Pritchard.
Okay.
That's where I, as a child.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you remember anything about the house?
Well, it was like mother had, we had a living room, a bedroom, and a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
okay. Everybody slept in one room?
Well, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was me and Morgan, then my brothers come along, and okay, she expanded it.
Okay.
To another, when Clara came and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
But in the yard, mother would have, she would grow poultry like chickens in the backyard.
Okay.
So she had like another room in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the back after she started having children.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did either of your parents work?
Mother took an iron, and you know, mother took an iron. And my daddy was, he was with the, I have it. He was on the, he worked on the, he was working with the, you want to know my daddy?
Yeah, what did he do for a living?
Okay, he worked for the WP, I think he told me to be a W, Menace. Okay, this is his. My father,
mm-hmm.
where he was from Jack, mm-hmm. So he was on the WPA on Grandview Street. See, that's where he was on the WPA. So this is his, my daddy's.
He worked for the WPA?
He did, uh-huh. Then he worked for the Time-Picayune, and he would feed the pigeons and they would go out and come back at Time-Picayune, my dad.
Okay.
But mother took in washing.
Okay.
And iron.
All right. Do you know if either of them went to school?
Who?
Your parents.
No, it seems as if they did not go to school. Mm-mm.
Okay.
They did not go to school. He did not. But you can see where he was. His home was in a Jackson,
mm-hmm.
East Feliciana, Louisiana. But he did not go to school. But we were from Louisiana. We all were from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like my daddy, I didn't know he was in Jackson, East Jackson, Feliciana, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about you? Did you enjoy school? Do you remember?
Yeah, I finished high school.
Right.
Then I went like a trade school, taking up different things.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I got married when I was 20. And I had a son, Jimmy Warner. Okay. Then I had another daughter, Linda. I had another daughter, Linda. This is, you talking about what I have, the children, or what?
Right.
My children now.
Yes, but okay. First, where did you meet your husband?
Well, I met him I was young, I was 20. He got out the service, but he's deceased, so we had divorced. We were getting along. His name was Jimmy Garner. I had a son for him.
Do you remember how you met?
Huh?
Do you remember how you met?
Not really, he was ugly.
Oh no. All right.
Oh, he was very mean to me. You know, so I had to leave him and I stayed with my mother.
Oh, okay.
He was nothing nice.
You had the two kids?
Yes, I now have two living.
Well, with
I had one Jimmy. With him, Jim.
One.
He was named
okay.
after his daddy.
Okay.
So he was a junior, his daddy was a senior.
Okay.
So we got a divorce.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and then you stayed with your mom?
Huh?
You stayed with your mom?
I stayed because it was very, I was young and here, you know, like you're young and
yeah.
He was much older than me and I just left him. I stayed with my mom. He was so cool to me. When I got out the hospital, I couldn't go in the house. He had the doors all locked up. So I stayed with my aunts.
Hmm. Okay.
And he was just terrible.
Okay.
So I left and I stayed with my mom. On Pritchett Place.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And she helped you with the baby?
She helped me with my kids, and I come along with my first child, Linda Fontaine, my daughter. I had her. She's with me. Then I had Pamela. She's with me. Then I have Elizabeth Hudson there with me.
Okay, so afterwards you had daughters.
Yeah, I have two living, but I have the boy and the girl. They're deceased.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Susie. Loud. I don't know why they call Elizabeth Susie. Why they call her Susie?
I don't know. People have strange names.
Susie. Well, her name was Elizabeth.
Hmm.
But they called her Susie.
I don't know. My brother has a nickname that has nothing to do with his name. His real name is Dennis Jr.
So when I put her in the paper, who is it? I had to put it in who it was.
Okay.
And that was my baby girl.
All right. So
that was her nick, just like you said, that was her nickname. But the others, Linda Fontaine and Pamela Hudson.
So did you ever get remarried?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I met this guy here, his name was Gerald Washington. He was adopted. He raised my children. So when I met him, Susie was 3, Pamela was 5, 6, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only day that they knew. So what happened, it was the funniest thing, you're not gonna believe this. He was adopted.
Okay.
I didn't know he was adopted. And I married, his name was Gerald Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got married May 26, 1974. And this is the only daddy that they knew. He never had any children.
Okay.
So they goes against me for him. happened right now. We got married, maybe. So what happened? It's the funniest thing, you ain't gonna believe this. I was a member of my church and I was the usher.
Mm-hmm.
And I ushered for 50 years. So his wife came to the church. So I say, what? Hey, I was in this church, Nazareth Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what do you want with him? I said, tell me what she said. She never had any children. He was, his mom adopted him, so she got adopted. She said, I want to get on the welfare. I said, get you a job and get and raise your children like I'm raising mine. Read some more.
Mm-hmm.
So my pastor said, she said, oh, Miss Washington, you're a sweet person. He was Catholic. He joined my church.
Okay.
We got married.
Okay.
He married me.
Alright.
And we've been together ever since.
Okay.
He never had any children. But I had the job. It wasn't his.
Okay.
Alright. So we got a beautiful house and I raised other children and
mm-hmm.
it was unbelievable. She come to the church. And we got married.
Okay.
Yes. And we're together right now.
Okay. Great. That's how many years?
Well, we got married May the 20th, 1974. That's when we've been married. Law for marriage.
So, let's see. 74.
So, in other words, he was Catholic, but he had to be baptized.
Okay.
Because Catholic does not. So, he joined, and he's a deacon at his church.
Okay. So where do y'all live now?
I'm 8930 Edinburgh Street. That's where I live now. But we lost our house. And I had to move. So we moved to Montgomery, stayed there a year because the man took our house. I didn't know where to go and I had Susie. So what happened? We went. It's the funniest thing. Those were very nice. So we went to, I was in the dollar store. So the lady said, I'm looking for you. I said, what are you looking for me with? The most beautiful house she wanted to see, she rented it to us. Antique garden. She was a minister. And we stayed there till we got our house.
Okay. You lost it in Katrina?
We had to leave. We didn't have nowhere to go.
Right.
So we left, you know, so that's where we went. We went at Katrina, at the main, I didn't have nowhere to go, and so we stayed there.
Okay. And that was here in the city or somewhere?
Yeah, we had to leave, we didn't have nowhere to go. Katrina took, you know, they told you to get out, so
right.
We had left.
Okay. Where did y'all go?
Montgomery, Alabama,
Alabama.
We stayed here.
Okay.
We stayed there, and after we stayed, it was a beautiful house. And it was, and they met me in the dollar store. And she said she was looking for me. So what are you looking for? And she said, well, I have something for you. And the most beautiful house she wanted. She raised her children.
Mm-hmm.
She was a minister. And that's where we stayed there. And after that, after we got it, we came and we got our house.
Mm-hmm.
So the man I wait for him, Dr. Beckham, the man I raised his children. Mm-hmm. When I went to his house, I tell you I want another baby. And I raised his children.
Mm-hmm.
So now Christian is a lawyer and he is working for Google or what.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me as a they didn't say we're not supposed to use me, we have a nurse. That is my nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So I was their nurse.
Okay.
And they were beautiful people right now. That's who got my house. They gave me $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm. So is that what you...
I'm living right now. That's
well, when you worked and were supporting your family?
No, I just took care of a doctor and his, and they were both, I took care of his children. Okay. And I raised them as mine.
Okay.
And they wanted to know how I did it with high school, and it stayed on the top 10, but I taught them like I didn't raise my children.
Mm-hmm.
And they could not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Kristen, she's a lawyer and they're working with Google.
Okay, nice. So what did you and your husband do for work?
I did the house, but he was, we were great there for ring manufacturing till he retired. But I always was a housewife, you know. I took care of children, nursed those children. I had one group on it. I raised 10 of them. 10.
And these were people in the neighborhood that you worked for or helped raise?
No, they stayed in Kansas. I had to take care of them. I was making $50 a week.
Okay.
But I had raised them too. Then afterwards I raised
How many families?
Mm-hmm.
How many families did you help with the raising of their kids?
They were white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not poor, but they all had children. I just
Were they all out of Canada?
They were here at counties, and they all was here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how did they?
They were beautiful. I raised them like it was my own. Mm-hmm. They never saw that. All I did was raise them as it was my own.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in contact with them?
Well, no, some of them are deceased and everything, but the last one I had was Dr. Beckman, and I raised his children. Mm-hmm. Dr. Beckman and his wife, they stayed in the garden dish, a beautiful house. And he had two. Kristen and Nails Beckman. So they say we have an angel, we don't have a nurse, we have an angel, that's Juanita Washington. Mm-hmm. And that's how they address me.
Okay. Yes. Other than the sort of period of time that you spent in Alabama, have you done a lot of traveling?
Oh yeah, because I didn't have nowhere to go, and after this house was, it wasn't nowhere for us to go because we didn't have waste trails.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have nowhere to go, so I stayed there till we could not stay with a friend of mine, me and my daughter, till Fina fixed our house. And so I turned the paper with the doctor back. I said, take this. And he took it. And I got up a gorgeous house. You wouldn't believe it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you and your husband traveled anywhere else?
No, we never did travel. The only thing we would, you know, wake and we was in Montgomery. Go shopping, you know, and the house he was, it's like for the only go in the backyard and pick up pecans or we go shopping. So my daughter lived with me. She works with special ed, so she was offered another job this week, making more money in Pamela. She stays with us. So it's just three of us stays together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see. Do you have any grandchildren?
Twelve.
Wow.
I have a triplets. You're 23. Triplets. I was a twin. Linda, she come up with twins. Linda's daughter, she come up with twins. This is funny.
They come up with
twins.
Mm-hmm.
Really with twins. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have any twins.
Hmm.
I didn't have any twins. She come up with fell on Linda. That's them. You probably could pick them up. That's them there.
Oh, yeah? That's two girls and a boy?
Yeah, these are twins.
Okay.
This one, their daddy, he was a twin. But that's my oldest daughter. That's, yeah, that's my great-grandchildren.
And do you and your family get together often? Or?
Well, we're up in age, you know. I'm 3 years older than him. We don't go anywhere, go to church, you know.
Does everybody live here?
Just me, Pam, and my husband.
Okay.
But Linda stays over the river, my oldest daughter.
Okay.
She's 21 and Pam is 52.
Okay.
So, but they stay over the river.
Okay. And I guess just if you could talk to me a little bit about, you know, your experience of the program.
Well, I'm at the center. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I learned how to do craft, and I learned how to decorate the center. If you come there, the pictures are all around.
Mm-hmm.
I frame them. They all, everybody that went to the center.
Okay.
And that's what I do with. And I made a lot of things with the center, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't learn, and other than that, my grandson, he was working at St. Mary's Academy.
Mm-hmm.
But he left, making more money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he's at. Not Detroit. We leave when he leave here. He got a better job. So he was away at St. Mary's Academy. Mm-hmm. That's my daughter's son. So he goes to this endowed Houston. He got a better job.
Mm-hmm.
He left St. Mary's Academy. So he got up and he took the test. And he's making a little higher. He's that's where he live at.
Okay.
That's Susan's son.
Okay. So how long have you been going over to the center?
Maybe a good little while. I got a couple of years, 2 years they opened it, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
But I used to go to the old one, but I used to teach the men mm-hmm. as a young girl.
Okay.
And I taught a lot of them. And some of it's ministers and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, so that I'm where I'm at, senior citizen now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of activities do they do over there?
Well, I've been doing a lot of, I did craft, and I did a lot of sewing, knitting. I learned how to do a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take classes?
Well, they have classes. You know, they have classes. But I haven't started taking, I was taking craft, and our lady is supposed to come in. Give us crab.
Okay.
And I made a lot of things, you know, that now she's coming back and learning us crab again.
Okay.
Like raisin berries.
Mm-hmm.
She learned us how to make different things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so with Wisdom of the Elders, what made you want to participate?
Way there.
Here.
Oh, well, he came and asked anybody wanted to take the class. So it was me involved, but they didn't want to, now they're interested in coming now. So I had to read them and give your name who taught us,
mm-hmm.
you know, about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to give them a report what I learned,
mm-hmm.
which y'all taught me. And I told them what I went on the thing. So when I told him, I said, got it. So he the one told us about coming here.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a call, I mean, because I can come here and I join. I said, well, in case I want to come,
mm-hmm.
I can come here because they gave me a call. And I can come here anytime.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I enjoy the fellowship, you know.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And, the, you know, the in the fellowship, the church I belong to. I joined, and then I just joined there with my family.
Okay. Would you participate again if we did it again?
Yeah, I would. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because I got a lot of it, and so I had to give them a report of what y'all learned me.
Okay.
And I told them, I said that I enjoyed it going back to school. I take yoga. Mm. I take exercise. And I want a beautiful book that says, mm-hmm. What happened? The lady came in, she said, oh, what are y'all doing here? First time, I said, well, I take yoga, I exercise, I get on the floor. And they gave me a beautiful book. I said, I dance. And I enjoy it. So I want to be, they gave me a book. And they say, you that old? Well, yes. And my little grandson, Susie, mm-hmm. I joined this group here. Like you get your children, and you pay a penny or something, mm-hmm. it's garbage. And I sent him to school. They gave me $10,000, the garbage baby. Mm. So I said, you my garbage baby. She took sick. I said, I'm going to take this over. The insurance gave me $10,000, so I put it in his, so that's for his schooling. That's how you got to be in college.
Okay.
I sacrificed myself.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you have anything you didn't enjoy about?
I enjoyed everything. It was the funniest thing at my church. This lady, because she was saying her daughter, granddaughter had cancer. So I said, oh, I'm going to pray for you. I took this church for cancer and I gave it to her. I said, put this on that baby. And I gave her a teddy bear. Mm-hmm. She wrote my beautiful letter. She said, Miss Washington, guess what? She's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. She wrote me a few years. I'm going to read the letter, bring the letter. She said, guess what? Your prayers answered. She don't want to go to, she want to go with her teddy bear, and she want to wear this bracelet you gave her because she had cancer. Mm-hmm. She does not have cancer no more. Your prayers answered.
Yes.
And she wrote me a beautiful card. Thank you for your prayers. And her grandmother wrote me a letter. Her mom didn't stay here. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. She said, Miss Washington. She said, your prayers answered. And I took her hand off from a free pet job. Mm-hmm. She said, can I have cancer 3 years old? Mm-hmm. So,
My last question would be, is there anything that we could do better next time around?
Well, not really. As far as I go, unless what should I do? Would y'all go on the computer again?
Well, there would still be the genealogy component.
Uh-huh.
And then for the two workshops that followed, it would just depend.
See, the only thing, what would you do if you want to go back, say, to your grandchildren or great, would I have to get, when they move on, like you want to put your grandchildren, because mm-hmm. they didn't know they were slaves, and they didn't know that their great-grandmother, he was a white, you remember you told me? Mm-hmm. And I found out, that my mama, you remember you said, who this white man, and it was him, Castro. Mm-hmm. But he sold them as a slave, but he showed me the marriage that came up. But he was white. I think you told me he was white. Mm-hmm. See, you told me he was race. You told me he was white. You the one told me. Mm-hmm. See, he was white.
Oh, right.
And you said, I said, where did this white man come to find it was captured? But you see them, he sold them as slaves. Mm. See, he was white. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. Hmm. It pulled up.
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Right. So this was your great grandfather?
It was my mama, and she married Castro.
Okay.
But he was white. But these was his children. See, mother's boy in Alabama. Housekeeper. Mm-hmm. And his race. This was her.
Okay. Okay.
But he was slaves, so he saw them as slaves. Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right. Well.
I wonder a lot, you know. And we had this family, but I never knew it. But now you came up and you said, who is that white? And it, you. And it come up, mm-hmm. And that was him, Castro.
You know? I was gonna say, that was so long ago, I forgot.
No, you gave me this and you wrote it, he said. So I found out who it was. Mm-hmm. So that was my mama, this was him.
Okay.
And I think I wanna get their marriage right. Mm-hmm. All that popped up. Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, if we do it again, then you guys are certainly welcome to participate again.
Okay, so when